Let's start with this winter weather possibility tomorrow night into Saturday. What are you seeing as you look at the models this morning?
Well, we're looking at a mix of precipitation types. What that means is we're going to see light snow moving in probably around rush hour tomorrow. And that initial batch of light snow could put down a quick little coating of snow. So folks need to be ready for that. And just be ready for the possibility that roads could be a little slick in spots, especially bridges. Tomorrow around the evening commute time, evening rush hour, at that point during the evening, it's going to basically pick up in intensity. At some point, it'll probably mix with sleet. The sleet's very distinctive because you can hear it tapping on everything, and it's ice basically, and then. At some point, it's probably going to switch to freezing rain, and then we're going to start to see ice accumulating on trees and power lines. There could be a few power outages. Bottom line is if I had any plans for tomorrow, particularly late in the day and first thing Saturday morning, I don't know, I'd be rethinking those because it might be a little troublesome to get around.
What's the difference between freezing rain and sleet?
Well, basically, the freezing rain is basically liquid that falls on the surface and then immediately freezes on contact. So it falls out of the sky, is liquid, hits whatever it lands on, and freezes.
Okay.
So it creates a coating of ice. Sleet is basically a little pellet of ice.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That helps a lot.
Yeah, and in the sleet, you can actually hear it. It's very distinctive. I mean, if you've ever been in sleet, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that tapping, tapping, tapping all over the place.
Why, Nick, is it so difficult to pin down these winter weather forecasts until maybe 24, 36 hours ahead of time?
Well, because it all the number of things. First of all, it's the track of the storm and the placement of the cold and warm air. I mean, we're in a part of the country where we've got a warm weather source to our east and south, and we've got, you know, the mountains to our west that blocks the cold air arriving. It's really a battle between warm air and cold air. Unfortunately, with winter storms, in order to get the moisture, that has to come from the south. But what also comes from the south is warm air. So we got to have cold air in place at the time. I always tell people, if you want a good winter storm here in the Carolinas, particularly here in the Triangle region, you need to go into it with really cold air to begin with. And that's what basically we got right now. We've got the ground is frozen solid. We've had several nights with temperatures falling into the lower 20s and even teens. This is the perfect setup for cold air being here in place ahead of time. And really, it's just a matter of how much warm air is able to come in and erode that cold air. And when that warm air comes in, that's when we start to get the mixed precipitation type.
I got to tell you, I would just rather have about 42 degrees and rain in Nick, to be honest with you.
Well, you know what? This is a tough place to predict the weather. Honestly, I've predicted weather up north. I've predicted weather to our south. I've predicted weather in the western part of the state, or western part of the country, rather. And this is the most challenging place to predict the weather just because it's the battle of cold and warm. And it's always hard to predict exactly where that changeover is going to be.
Now, you mentioned the western part of the country. I do want to ask about the folks in California and this wildfire that continues to rage because of these big winds. How rare is it to see a windstorm like this causing this kind of destruction?
Well, you know, it's a low-pressure system, and ironically, that low-pressure system that caused all the wind out in California that helped kind of fan the flames, that's the same weather system that's moving east that's going to give us our wintry weather, believe it or not,
after
it tracks across the country. So basically, it's just a matter of low pressure, and air flows, you know, from high pressure to low pressure, and it's the stronger the low, the faster the air blows into it. And it was a very powerful low over Southern California. And basically that's what set the stage for those hurricane-force winds out there a couple days ago.
Are they going to get any relief anytime soon?
You know, any relief comes with the lowering of the wind, and that's in the process of happening.
I just feel so bad for all those folks out there. It's terrible. Can you remember a time like that? I know we seem to be seeing an increase in those wildfires. Can you remember a time where we've seen like this much devastation with a wildfire outside of Maui a couple years ago?
Well, you know, it's always where it happens, right? So, you know, if a forest fire happens in an entirely wooded area where there's no homes or structures, you know, you really don't hear much about it,
sure.
Right? I mean, there's been forest fires that have claimed, you know, hundreds of thousands of acres, but it didn't really affect anyone because it was just forest. But you know, something of the nature out in California now, we're talking tens of thousands of acres. but it's densely populated. So it just really depends on where. You know, it's not unusual to be windy out west. I mean, and it has a lot to do with the terrain. You know, the very complex terrain in the southwest and the western U.S. really drives a lot of those factors.
Nick, as I let you go, circling back here close to home, remind us again about the timing of everything in terms of winter weather here in our area for the next couple of days.
So tomorrow, around 3, 4 o'clock, we're going to see the first snowflakes and sleet pellets hitting the ground. And it won't take long for roads to become slick. So, again, folks need to be ready. The evening rush hour tomorrow could get a little slick in spots, especially elevated roads and bridges. And then things just go downhill in the evening, where we have a mixture of snow, sleet, and even some freezing rain. Don't be surprised if there's a few power outages Saturday morning. Depends on how much ice actually does accumulate.
All right, charge those phones and go to the store and get your milk and bread for those milk sandwiches.
Definitely want to have some alternate power sources, batteries, and charge your phone. Like you said, that's the best thing you can do.
Nick Petro, Warning Coordination Meteorologist of the National Weather Service. Nick, thanks so much for the time, as always. Thanks for keeping us safe, and we'll talk again soon.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.